Good morning, this is FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jeff Meadows, who's the Chief Marketing and Sales Officer with Beaulieu of America. One of the main things that I wanted to talk to you about is, you know, I've heard as I've done my travels around lately that the escalation, raw material prices are unprecedented. We've never seen this kind of thing in the history of the carpet industry. And I thought I'd get you to explain in detail, you know, what the picture is, because I think there are people that are out there that are hearing the fact that these price increases are going up and it's a consolidated marketplace. And I think some of them may think that it's profit grab, but that's not the case. And so I thought we'd go through that. If you would, let's go through the three fiber types and what's going on, if you will.
Okay. It's very unusual for people to see a market condition that's weak, particularly on the residential side, and see, you know, sort of one price increase after another, the first 3 or 4 months of the year. And, you know, obviously the manufacturers don't like price increases either. You know, it disrupts our business. It causes us to have to introduce new products at lower weight, and it just puts a lot of stress of cost on your system. So what's happened really is for the first time, at least in my 29 years, you know, you have all three of the main fiber types, nylon, polyester, and polypropylene, all at sort of historic highs at the same time. You know, over the years, maybe nylon had a run up in terms of resin and capro prices, and maybe polypropylene did, but all of those are up today at historic levels, and really none of it's being driven by the demand in the soft floor covering business. It's being driven by other factors around the world. So that's something we've never seen before.
All right, now let's talk about the magnitude of the relationship of raw material cost to the total cost of carpet. Give us kind of that ratio.
Yeah, I think today with the cost of the raw materials and depend on the product type, but when you include energy in the cost of raw materials, you know, because you have to do that, you're looking at somewhere between 80% and 84% of the total cost of a piece of carpet is non sort of labor related. It's all raw material based, and that's why these increases, you know, have to be passed along and passed along quickly, is because we, you know, in the old days, carpet manufacturers, if you go back a number of years ago, whenever, let's say, there was a DuPont, which of course now is Invista, or you had a Monsanto, or you had a Allied and those type companies, and they were producing these raw materials, the mills could get a 60-day price hold or a 90-day to help get the price increases passed along. Well, today, you know, we all buy from big chemical companies, and so we incur the cost as it's happening.
Right,
so there's no buffer at all. And so what's hurt the profitability of the carpet industry over the last, you know, particularly probably since 08, is the fact that the raw materials have gone up with weak demand. And, you know, there's always, to try to get these price increases in place with our dealers, you know, there's a 2 to 3 or 4 or 5 week lag by the time you get them all in place, and then on shipments instead of orders. And so for that month or 6 weeks, all the manufacturers are just totally eating those raw materials because our prices are already up.
Okay, let's go through each one. Let's start with nylon and talk about what nylon,
right,
what the resin price was, say, sometime last year and what it is today.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at nylon, nylon is up nearly 60% since the third quarter of last year, and it's being totally driven by China and their economy. You know, China is using up somewhere between 40-45% of all the domestic production. Now, in China, it's not necessarily going to carpet, most of it's not, but they're, you know, when you have an economy that size growing at, you know, double digit year after year, quarter after quarter, they're just hoarding all the raw material resources they can.
Yeah.
And so they've had the biggest impact on the price of nylon, you know, plus the fact you've had some situations where, you know, Invista has you know, cut back their production and right-sized their business and other people, so there's somewhat of a less supply and a tightening of that. China is by far the biggest driver of why nylon prices are going up.
So, I mean, just to give you an example, it's gone from, say, $1 back in the fall to $1.60. Now, that's spot buy. I know you guys buy on contract, but that's kind of what the market price is, right?
Well, without getting into all that, I'm just going to tell you it's up substantially.
Yeah. Okay. And so then the next most popular fiber, I guess, is polyester. Talk about that.
Well, you know, polyester for the longest time was a very, very stable raw material. You know, it was sort of in those areas of plus or minus 5 or 6% every year, and very, very stable. Well, what's happened there, and of course, the U.S. carpet market, the polyester, particularly in filament, you know, has been the fastest growing,
right,
sort of the only growing raw material that we've had. And what's happened is in the last year and a half, countries like Pakistan, India, other ones have had a very, very poor cotton crop. And so for various reasons, anything from, you know, earthquakes to rain. So a lot of the textile products, whether it's bedding or clothing, have some kind of a polyester cotton blend.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happened is cotton prices have gone from, say, you know, somewhere around 65 or 70 cents a pound historically to now over $2. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of those companies have said, okay, if this bedding was 55% cotton and 45% polyester, now we're going to go the opposite. We're going to make it 55 polyester, 45 cotton, because polyester was obviously cheaper.
Right.
That's driven up the worldwide demand probably, I don't know, close to 20%. And so you've seen this huge spike in polyester prices of probably close to 40%. Again, nothing to do with the U.S., you know, carpet market. So, and then you take polypropylene, which is probably more tied to the price of oil than the other ones at this point. And we've seen that with all the unrest and in the countries around the world, particularly in the Middle East, and all the speculating on what the, you know, oil prices would be. And then, of course, everyone sees at the pump right now what the gas prices are, and expected to go higher here in the third quarter, summer comes along. Then that's driven up, obviously, the intermediary products that make up polypropylene. So you, again, had historic highs on polypropylene right now. Everything up probably a minimum of 40%. Most people don't realize most of the backings that are on the carpet, even if the face of the carpet is nylon, they have polypropylene backs. So that increases that cost. And then, of course, latex is gone up probably, I think we're on our third or fourth price increase since September there. So it's just not a very good picture. And even if you were to look out and say, what's it look like in the third quarter, I don't know that today there's going to be any relief yet, and could maybe even continue to go higher. You know, that's going to probably frustrate people even more, but I think it's just going to be one of those years until everything sort of gets back in balance.
Jeff, this is really enlightening, because a lot of people, I think, feel like that these price increases are all related to the price of crude oil, which is, you know, going up based on everything that's going on with Libya,
right,
and all that. But what you're telling me, that it's not. It's because of the Chinese demand on nylon. It's because of the poor cotton crop and polyester. And yeah, and maybe it is with polypropylene. Maybe it is more closely tied. Well, let me ask you one last question. One of the things that you have to think about, I mean, that you used to be able to get a car for $9,000, and eventually they had to abandon that price point. You can't get a car for $9,000.
Right.
And so you have to ask in the carpet industry, I mean, is it still reasonable to think that the consumer can walk in and buy carpet for $19.95? I mean, are we going to have to abandon that price point?
They can, but they're going to buy, you know, something that's 30 ounces and not 40 ounces like they used to be able to do. And I don't know that, you know, is the best thing to do for them. You know, one of our concerns that we see is when these raw materials go up, it seems like the weight of products go down that are purchased in the industry. You see a reduction of weight because people are trying to hit established or old price points, and so then they want to buy something that's, to do that with the raw materials up, you got to buy something that's 5, 6, 7 ounces lighter. So now we sell that consumer a 30 ounce carpet instead of a 40 ounce carpet at $19.99, and obviously that carpet's not going to perform as well, or, you know, doesn't speak, you know, to what we do best.
Right.
And so I think hopefully over time, most in our consumer research, most consumers, because they don't shop carpet very much, once every 7, 8 years, they really don't know,
right,
what it should cost.
Mm-hmm.
And what they usually end up telling us in the focus groups is that I was expecting to pay,
yeah,
you know, X, $3,000 for that job, and I was surprised that it only cost me $2,200. They do expect to actually pay more.
Well, listen, I definitely appreciate you giving us this insight, Jeff. I've been talking to Jeff Meadows, who's the Chief Marketing Sales Officer with BoU, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.